This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa.
Hi, Carl.
Do I sound nasal today?
You do. What's up with that?
Allergies. They're killing me.
A lot of people have been talking about how bad their allergies are this year.
I think it's, well, first of all, being in the Ohio Valley is the worst place you can be for allergies.
I know this morning you kept saying, I'm moving now to Kentucky.
I want to move to Boca Raton. I do. I want to move where it's sunny and warm.
That's because Aaron Zingerman told you it was always between 60 and 80 there.
And you've watched it, and it is.
It didn't lie. So far. I'm waiting to see what it is this summer. Yes. Yeah.
But anyway, yes, my allergies are bothering me. So please bear with me. Okay. So, we love to start Casual Friday shows with funny gym stories. Elisa forgot her iPod this morning, so she was forced to pay attention to everyone around her at the gym.
A lot of times when I have my music going, I just kind of zone out and don't pay attention to anyone.
But right.
Today I forgot my iPod, so I was watching everyone and paying attention to everyone.
And laughing.
So while one thing I do want to talk about real quick, while I was on the treadmill, Lewis, who is a guy that cleans the gym, he's such a nice man. He was cleaning the base of the treadmill where everybody sweats on it.
Right.
And I said, thank you to him. I appreciate you doing that.
He does such a great job.
He really does. And he's getting leaner. So I said, you look really good. You look like you're leaning out. And he said, well, thank you for noticing. And he said, I've started journaling my workouts. I'm journaling my food. And it's really helped me keep track of where I'm, what I'm doing wrong and what I'm doing right.
Right.
And then he said, I just want to be like Carl. He said, every day Carl comes in here, I think he motivates me. And I just want to be like him. And I said, well, you know, Lewis, everybody wants to be like Carl.
That's sweet. I didn't even know people think that about me. That's really something.
Isn't that funny?
I always kid around with Lewis. He's a really great guy. And Lewis has other businesses. He trains high school and collegiate athletes. He's got such an upbeat personality, and he takes everything he does so seriously. Like even like helping Bob Scott keep that gym in good shape, he takes it seriously. Every single job he does, he puts 100% to. And he's very, very positive. And so a couple days ago, he said to me, because I've been wearing my hoodie a lot because I want to sweat more while I'm training. And I had my hoodie on and my hood pulled up. And he goes, aren't you hot in there? I says, yeah, Lewis. I said, I'd take it off, but I don't want to make you feel bad about yourself. And he started laughing really bad, really hard. He's a good guy. I like Lewis a lot.
So while I was on the treadmill, there was a girl next to me. And she kept, like, she had her Kindle, her book, Kindle, and then her iPhone, and she kept texting people. So I looked at her time. She'd been on the treadmill for 55 minutes, but like every couple minutes, she would stop and text someone and then get back going again. And I'm thinking, well, what is she doing?
Maybe she thinks that's intervals.
No, it could be. Exactly.
You know, I'll just walk for a while, then I'll stop. That's intervals.
So I have an article here from Men's Health.
Our good friend David... Listen to me, not to anybody else, Dzinko. Yeah.
But they're talking about 10 exercises that you cheat on that things you shouldn't be doing. And we've all talked about holding the treadmill. People hold
there's
that
a guy,
treadmill.
There's a guy at the gym.
He runs.
He puts the treadmill on like 7 miles an hour, and then he hangs on for dear life, and his legs are just flopping down, flop. And he's not even running. He's actually just hanging on. And I think to myself, you got to be a dummy to do something like that. I actually have a video of him, but I've never put it on Facebook because I feel bad.
Yes.
But anyway, so what are the things that he says we do wrong?
One of the things he's talking about was swinging weights, like when you're doing bicep curls, you're using the momentum and you shouldn't swing your weight.
To some degree, I agree with that. And here's the problem with David Zinczenko. And I happen to hear some of these points that Elise is going to talk about. David Zinczenko, the reason he confuses people is because you really have to think about the specificity of what you're doing and for what reason.
Right.
You know, David thinks that all exercise is exercise and everybody should do it this way and not that way, but it just depends on what your goals are. But go ahead.
Okay, so another one was holding on for dear life on the elliptical trainer, the one that the arms move and the legs move.
Right.
But he said if you use your arms, then you're not getting the largest calorie burn that you can get. But I disagree because may want to work arms that day.
Well, not only that, but I have to believe that if you're just using your legs only to drive the elliptical machine, and then you add your arms into it, you're using more muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And just by virtue of that fact, you have to be consuming more energy. But that's okay. Good. I want to hear the rest of it.
Okay. You don't hold your stretches long enough for 20 to 30 seconds without a bounce. I agree with that one.
What stretches is he talking about?
Stretching prior to exercise or afterward.
Okay.
So you don't stretch.
I don't stretch. You're right.
Okay. You play the waiting game, which is waiting for a machine. And you just stand there and you don't do anything in between your workouts.
So here's an example of David Zinczenko not understanding specificity and people's goals. So if you are a strength athlete,
mm-hmm.
and your exclusive goal is neuromuscular adaptation to strength training, then resting in between is what you should do. If you're looking for metabolic conditioning, sure, you know, bust out a set of push-ups while you're waiting for that machine. But Zinczenko doesn't understand that there are people out there with different goals. You can't tell a powerlifter who benches 800 pounds, hey, don't sit still in between your bench press. Go do push-ups and jog in place because you won't be as strong the next movement.
Someone once told me I had ADHD in the gym because I don't like to stand still in the gym.
Well, but you train more for metabolic conditioning.
Exactly.
Let's be honest.
Yes.
You're not looking to be stronger and stronger. You're looking to get the upregulation of hormones and conditioning, so you want to keep moving. You're more like, what's his name? Vince Gironda. Vince Gironda said, move quickly in between movements. Don't sit still. But Vince wasn't telling people how to get stronger. He was teaching them how to get more muscular and leaner.
Well, and I can tell you the day that I leg pressed 640 pounds, I wasn't doing anything in between
my
sets.
So again, Zinczenko doesn't get it. And this is why he is a part of that whole orthodoxy that just confuses people more than he helps them. But go ahead.
Okay, you stretch in between exercises. And I have done this. I'm guilty of this.
And it's been shown in some research to make you weaker.
Really?
Yeah, because you're changing the dynamics of the muscle, the landscape of electrolytes in the muscle, calcium channels are affected. And there is some evidence that maybe stretching in between heavy movements can put you at greater risk. You should either stretch before or after, it looks like, but not during.
Okay.
Again, Zinczenko doesn't get it. So if your goals are strength, maybe you shouldn't stretch in between sets. If your goals are metabolic conditioning or to do yoga better later and you're using light weights, well, maybe you can get away with stretching in between sets.
Okay. Okay, so when the going gets tough, you stop or slow down. So like if you're on the treadmill and you start feeling tired, you stop or slow down.
Okay, so I think this is one of those things where you really need to be in touch with your own body.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you don't want to take somebody who's at risk of a heart attack and say, no, don't slow down, push yourself. You should push yourself up to a line where you feel uncomfortable. But if your body tells you stop, you need to stop.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, again.
Well, and also someone could be doing HIT, high intensity training, where they're running all out and then, you know, walk and then run all out for a couple
minutes.
Yeah,
and they may even have to catch their breath before they start walking. Then do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is you arrive to class late or you leave early.
Group
fitness. But I have to say, when I was doing bicep curls this morning and they had a group fitness class going on, so I kind of looked through the window and they were using like 2-pound dumbbells. And I thought, I wonder if Tracy Anderson is in there.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Teaching that class.
Right, you're probably right.
You're a bookworm, reading books while you're on the treadmill.
You shouldn't do that.
No.
I can agree and disagree. I think that if you're trying to affect metabolic conditioning, if you can read while you're doing your aerobic exercises, you're not working hard enough. But if you were going to the gym because today is your, I'm going to walk for 20 minutes because it's my off day, then I think reading is fine if you can do it. Again, it depends on what your goals are. David doesn't get that. He thinks it's one size fits all. Listen to me. I know what I'm talking about.
You make yourself at home, which means like you're flipping channels, you're flipping pages on your book, and you're not concentrating on your workout.
I partially agree with that again.
You work out in the fat burning zone.
Again, it depends on what your goals are. I don't believe the fat burning zone is actually the fat burning zone, but the fat burning zone happens to be the, it's my day off, so I'm just going to walk at 2.5 miles an hour today as opposed to do nothing just so I can be more active. Mm-hmm. So again, it depends on what your goals are.
That's it.
Yeah. And again, this is why people like David DeZinko are doing less to help people and more to confuse them. So, all right. Anyway, so I have a theory.
Okay. What is your theory?
So, I've been thinking a lot about my training style, mm-hmm. and I've been thinking a lot about the fact that I've talked to this audience and said, hey, what are your endpoints? Are your goals to drive yourself into the ground? But I've never really paid a lot of attention to my own advice, which is probably typical for people. And so as a result, I've been looking at the way I train. And then recently we did this show with Pat Flynn on fitness minimalism.
Mm-hmm.
And I've really gotten the thinking about the whole 20% of what you do gets you 80% of your results. The other 80% of what you do gets you 20. So why is it really important to do that? And if strength is important to you, then driving yourself into the ground workout after workout is not the answer. And look, powerlifters get this. They understand this, okay? Well, I remember Porter Cottrell telling me many, many years ago that Lee Labrada came up to him at a Mr. Olympia competition. And they were talking training. And Lee said, you should never train past the ability to maintain a pump. I've never given that much thought, but I remembered he said that.
Right.
So Lee Labrada says, look, when you're training, let the pump dictate when you're done training those body parts. When you can no longer feel a pump from the exercise, you've trained too long.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been thinking about this as I've been actually training a little bit less, but harder for that slower period, for that less time, and not going on and doing the volume I used to do, that other 80%. And I noticed that I maintain a pump after my workouts. My muscles still feel full. And so it got to thinking about it. When we talk about strength training, we talk about neuromuscular adaptation, mainly the nervous system. The nervous system causes something called sympathetic and parasympathetic tone. Tone is the tonic state of muscles, the ability for the muscles to be like on guard, on duty, ready to go, as opposed to flaccid. When you get old, your muscles get flaccid. You can't engage them as easily. When you've trained too long, you don't feel that toned feeling after your workout. But when you've trained just long enough to stimulate strength gains, but not annihilate you, like the famous Lee Haney, 7 times Mr. Olympia, said the key to muscle gains and strength gains are to stimulate, not annihilate. He got it. If you're training to the point where you don't walk out of the gym feeling a noticeable sense of the muscles you just trained, that they feel pumped, they feel thicker, they feel more engaged, they feel toned, then you've trained too long. And so I'm starting to get this. And when you train that 20% that gets you the 80%, you walk out of the gym pumped. So more to unfold as I play with this, but it's just an interesting concept.
I like what you said, too, about paying attention to your own advice.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of that, too. I was yesterday doing some, a friend of mine's daughter came to me to ask me about supplements, nutrition,
right,
weight training. So I was sending her some information, and I thought, I should take my own advice.
See, we're all guilty of that. We can help other people make goals and gains, mm-hmm, but we just do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's time for us to reverse that. We actually have to take a quick commercial break. We've got a great show planned for you today. Thanks to Elisa Profumo. This is Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio. We shall return.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
She's still with us, Amy Winehouse.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said,
so sad.
No.
Okay, so we did a show the other day on the magic of olive leaf, right? So immediately after the show, guess what I did? I ordered olive leaf and I got it in. And
surprise.
Yeah, I know, right? And so in true Carl Lenore fashion, I'm thinking, okay, I want to see if this really has an effect on me. So a dose for a therapeutic dose, if you are concerned about fungal invasion in the body, is 8 capsules across the day, 4 in the morning, 4 in the evening. So what did I do?
You probably took 8 in the morning and 8 in the evening.
No, I took 8 in one shot last night, yesterday evening.
Okay.
Now, Richard Lentz, who was on the show, talking about the magic of olive leaf for its antimicrobial, antifungal effect, said if you are infested with fungus and you do use olive leaf, for the first couple of days, you may notice flu-like symptoms. And I woke up this morning with flu-like symptoms.
That's interesting.
Because as the fungus dies from the olive leaf's antifungal effects, it releases the mycotoxins into the bloodstream. So I texted the brilliant Matt Andry this morning, Dr. Matt Andry, and said, hey, Matt, and he's the one who first told me, from some symptoms, I told him, have you been tested for any funguses yet? And I said, no. And he goes, well, next time you come up here, you're going to have to do that. We're going to have to get to the bottom of this. And one of the symptoms I have is this odd flavor, taste in my mouth. Okay. Almost like a salty, lemony taste.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I text Matt this morning and told him what I did. And of course, he said, yes, this is a symptom of a high mycotoxin release. And I said, well, what can I do? And he said, get yourself some caprylic, C-A-P-R-Y-L-L-I-C acid, and Pau de Arco, both which should help you rid your body of the mycotoxins being released by the fungus.
Interesting.
So let's see what happens. Now, keep in mind that that funguses thrive in an environment where there's sugar and alcohol. And I have consumed a lot of alcohol in the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering if that has contributed to it.
Well, speaking of alcohol, they just approved the Alcohol, Tobacco, Tax, and Trade Bureau has just approved powdered alcohol.
You snort it?
That's one of the reasons why they haven't released it to the market yet, and that's one of the reasons why people are fighting it, because they're afraid people will snort it.
Well, because about 5 years ago, I heard about inhalable alcohol, right, where you just breathe it into your lungs and it hit you immediately, but we didn't hear much about it after that because I have a feeling it had some really bad side effects to your lungs, for instance.
Well, this is called Palcohol, and it comes in different flavors like lemon drop, powderita.
Oh, so margarita, powdered
Cosmopolitan. Margarita. Mm-hmm. So
I wonder how strong it is. Does it have a proof?
I don't know, but they're concerned because, you know, people can just put this in their purse and take it places where they're not supposed to have alcohol.
And you just throw it in your mouth and wash it down with water.
Mm-hmm. They're saying to add it to 5 ounces of water.
Yeah, so that you make a cocktail with it. But there's going to be pure powdered alcohol out there, too, and people will be snorting that.
Well, that's what one of their major concerns
are. So here's what I predict. In the upcoming years, we're going to hear about the way in the late 70s through the 90s, people used to mix heroin with cocaine. They called that a speedball. They would take speed and heroin and mix it together. I predict we're going to see iterations of cocaine and alcohol. Snortable cocaine and alcohol. We're going to see snortable heroin and alcohol.
Isn't heroin use back on the rise?
Oh, it has been for a long time now. It's because it's very cheap. Very,
is that
very
why?
Inexpensive. Yeah, it's very inexpensive.
Yeah. Okay, so another thing I just want to mention really quick is that Häagen-Dazs just introduced a vegetable ice cream.
We can all start eating ice cream again.
Well,
how
because
wonderful.
You're getting your veggies.
Yeah.
So they're doing it because Americans are juicing now. But they're introducing it in Japan May 12th. That's where their
test market is.
Yes, but they're doing. They
the Americans with, juice more, so let's give it to the Japanese.
Doesn't make sense to me.
So what is their assumption that we'll be able to get kids to get more of their vegetables by eating ice cream?
They're going to have tomato, cherry, and carrot orange. It's containing 8.5% milk fat, according to their press release. However, they haven't released the nutritional information yet.
So I wonder if American Dietetic Association, who thinks that pizza is a vegetable because of the tomato sauce, will get behind something like this and say, well, this is a good ice cream for your kids to eat.
They just might.
They don't. This is idiotic. Kids should be eating organic vegetables, not ice cream that has vegetables in it. Oh. It's crazy. Häagen-Dazs. And you know what? I like Häagen-Dazs ice cream. My favorite used to be rum raisin. But I don't know about this whole vegetable thing. And you know, there used to be a joke about asparagus ice cream, right?
Uh-huh.
So now they probably will have a real asparagus ice cream.
They probably will.
Oh, it's crazy.
Did you want to read that email from Don now, or did you want to wait until
later?
No,
let's wait. We have lots of good listener comments and questions. One of them about the asparagus that Elisa talked about. Her granddad taught her to find along the railroad tracks, and that Mark Domey said his dad used to bring home bags of it from work because he worked on the rail. He was an engineer.
So you know how I'm always preaching about the butterflies, the monarchs.
Yes.
So I was doing a little computer work yesterday, and I ran across this article, Milkweeds for Monarchs. The St. Louis mayor has started this movement, Milkweeds for Monarchs, asking everybody in St. Louis to plant milkweeds to save the monarchs.
He's wonderful.
Can you believe that?
That's wonderful. Isn't Monsanto based in St. Louis?
I think so. His name is Mayor Stay, and it was his initiative for Earth Day, which was last Tuesday.
Let's see something. I was just curious. I think Monsanto is in St. Louis, I think. Their headquarters, St. Louis, Missouri. So I wonder, and my first blush reaction was, this guy is a great mayor to do this. But now my second reaction is, I wonder if this is some sort of PR thing, you know. Is he doing it because he doesn't like Monsanto? Is he doing it because Monsanto says, hey, why don't you go out and do something good for the monarchs so you can get all these bleeding hearts off our back?
It says Mayor Slay has committed to the city planting 50 monarch gardens and is challenging the community to plant an additional 200 monarch gardens in 2014.
And help keep those gardens weed-free by spraying plenty of Roundup around them.
I have a butterfly garden already. It's beautiful to watch
the
monarchs.
Whatever the reason, it's a good idea, because we know that the monarchs are really in danger. I mean, maybe more
than
the bees.
They've declined. Their population has declined 90%
yeah.
over the last two decades, thanks to Monsanto.
Yeah. Yeah, Monsanto is going to rid the world of all sorts of precious species before they're done, before they go out of business on their own. So, anyway, what else can we talk about, Elisa? We have 2 minutes before. Well, actually, we can take an early break if you want. You want to do that?
Okay, and then when we come back from the break, we're going to have Walter Santoni on.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's right. We've been talking about Walter. He is a new sponsor on Superhuman Radio, and we will be joined by him shortly. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See Eye Drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Just a reminder, just days left to take advantage of Age Force's free fat burner patch. Get a free month supply. Test it for yourself. See if it works for you. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the Age Force banner ad and use the coupon code SR30. Okay, we're joined by a longtime listener of the show, entrepreneur Walter Santoni. How you doing, Walter?
Hi, Carl. How are you?
Good, good. Now, Walter, you reside in Florida, right?
Yeah. I live in Leslie Chapel, which is basically Tampa Bay.
Okay, Tampa, that's a nice area,
Florida.
Tampa Bay. I like Tampa. And a while ago, you started, was it some clothing items, which was the True Iron brand, right?
Yeah, we started, back in 2011, my fiance and I, Aaliyah Melnichuk, we started the, clothing line. And it was it's somewhat of a clothing line. I mean, we also did posing trunks. She's a tailor, so she actually made them from scratch. So we went with that, and from there, the company just grew.
And now you have quite a few supplements. And when you first started coming out with your supplements, you started messaging me, and you said, look, I want to make performance supplements that work, but I don't want to go the aspartame, ACE-K, sucralose route. I really want to make these products that work but also don't work against you by causing any type of health problems, right?
Exactly. We want to keep everything all natural, and that's basically the route that I wanted to go with the company.
Now, was that hard for you? Because I have to believe that most people have supplements made by companies that already make these supplements. They call them co-packers, and they already have formulas that they just want you to go take this and put your label on, right?
Exactly. I mean, I looked around for manufacturers that for about close to 6 months to a year. And I was looking for the right manufacturer that would do everything all natural with no artificial colors, no artificial ingredients at all. So that in itself was a task.
But you did find a company to work with. And I know that, Elise is very particular about two things. Things have to taste good, but they also can't have lots of bad and harmful things in them. And so she has not been able to use essential amino acids for quite a long time because the bulk powders taste disgusting, and the alternatives, which generally are designed to taste like some variation of a Kool-Aid product, generally have a lot of aspartame, and artificial colors, and so on, so she won't use those. And that's when she learned about your product. What is the name of the EAA product that you sell?
It's Revival 411.
Okay. It's a BCAA or EAA?
It has all types of aminos in there. It's pretty much a complete BCA formula along with other additional amino acids.
Right. Okay. And however, there's only a few ingredients in it, right?
Yeah. It's really simple, right to the point. And again, no artificial ingredients at all.
And you sweeten it with stevia.
Exactly.
And but here's the problem. A lot of times when people strive to produce these higher end products that are healthier, they don't taste good. But Elisa, you said
it tastes really good.
And she's really particular. I got to tell you
very...
something.
I went back and forth. I would say at least 6 months trying different formulations. Because I know, especially when someone's dieting and or someone wants to drink something that's, you know, tastes good when they're working out, and something that's not bulky as well, something really light, like pink lemonade. So I was going back and forth about 6 months to a year trying to get the right formula where it would not only be healthy for you but also taste good. So.
Well, and also too, some of the other formulations that I tried, they upset my stomach. Now, I don't know if it was from what they used to flavor it or what, but this does not upset my stomach either. So.
Yeah, I believe it is the formulation because I had the same issue. I would try other so-called big companies, and they would upset my stomach always. I would always have gas or I looked around for different types of companies that I can use their stuff, and I always had the same issue. Always, even people that because I've been a coach, I train, and I mostly train females for competitions, and that was always the main issue with the girls, that the sucralose and all the artificial ingredients on those products always upset their stomach.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have quite a few products now, right? There's more than just one product.
Yeah, right now I have two products. I'm working on the next one right now. I have my pre-workout, which is Eminence, same concept. It has everything is all natural, and also the other product, which is Revival 411.
Now, the Eminence, does it have any stimulants in it?
Yes, but I did, I did try to make it where there's a balance.
Okay, so talk about that. Explain how you achieve the balance and what do you use to... Because some stims are good, obviously, a little bit. My problem is when they start giving you 300 milligrams of caffeine anhydrous and a bunch of flavor and sweetener and go, here, go work out.
Yeah, well, I kept the caffeine about 200 milligrams and added other components of natural energy like vitamin B6, B12. I added green tea as well as yohimbe. So I added different components that will work along with you with the caffeine to give you that good energy throughout your workout.
Any taurine in it?
No, I don't have that in there, but I do have it under Revival 411, which is basically a combination. That's why I call it my mat, the lean stack.
So you stack them. You stack them. That's good.
Exactly.
Because taurine increases cardiac output, heart.
Exactly.
And so you can train longer when your heart doesn't send negative signals to the brain going, we need to protect me, this guy's pushing too hard. So if you stack both of those together, I could see how that would be beneficial.
Yeah, they're meant to work together. The Eminence is a great pre-workout. I would take it maybe 30 minutes before a workout, and then throughout the workout, just sip on the Revival 411, and also take it after if you feel that you're dieting or you need those extra aminos.
Plug the website, and you also have a coupon code for the audience, right?
Yes, the website is www.trueiron.com. And for all the listeners, I love all the listeners. I've been listening since 2010. I'm a faithful listener. I love your audience. It's a very educated audience. And for you guys, we put the SHR20 to give you that 20%.
20, SHR20. Now,
20.
And so not to be upstaged, Olya has launched her own line of natural products, and this is these are soap products, right?
It's going to be from soaps, lotions, cosmetics. We're working on the formulation right now. She's a little genius in the house, so she's making sure that she makes all types of soaps for all types of skin conditions.
And she does this when she's not out saving pets, right, from certain doom. Because every time Olya comes home, she saves another dog or cat, right?
Yeah. She also she started her a nonprofit. Be Your Own Hero. Be Your Own Hero .com as well. She started a nonprofit where she's basically pulls animals from the rescue. So she's a little angel.
Yeah. And now she's originally from the Ukraine, right?
That is correct. Yes.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but most people from the Ukraine are Greek Orthodox, which means that today or tomorrow is the Ukraine Easter.
Yes, it is.
Did am I right about that? Did you? She
Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah, interesting. Anyway, does she have a website up about the soap?
No. She just started. We should launch it within a month or so. We don't have a website for that yet, but I mean, you can definitely contact us through trueiron.com if you're interested in purchasing it. She's basically going to have it everything at the beginning in Amazon.com.
Oh, cool.
And from there, we'll see from there what we can do with the company.
Now, both of you have competed, correct?
Yeah, I competed approximately about 10 years. Now I judge shows. I'm an NPC judge. And I also, hopefully, I'm also working on trying to be a promoter next year for shows.
That's awesome. Well, you know who I have to introduce you to? Do you know who L. Brent Jones is here in Kentucky?
No, I don't.
Brent has developed Kentucky Muscle, which has been going on since, 14 years now?
I think that's
right. I believe he was there last week on your show.
Now he does the Kentucky Derby competition, which was just another major success here. And I'm going to email him and you sometime this weekend to introduce you to him if you want to get into promoting down there. Maybe you guys can work together.
Oh, awesome. That would be a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, you haven't competed in how long?
I competed last year at North American.
How'd you do?
In Pittsburgh. Didn't do too well. I mean, it was just an experience. It was a good ride. I'm a little older now. I'm going to turn 38 this year. So I decided, you know, just to back off of it and just focus on the business side of bodybuilding.
But you still maintain a great degree of musculature and you stay very, very lean, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, I try to work out. Now I back off a little bit, 3 or 4 times a week. But the great thing about working out is that the longer you do it, the less you have to do it. So your body just grows accustomed to working out. And it goes to a point where your body just reacts really well to food, to workouts, and you don't have to actually push yourself as much.
That changes when you hit 50, Walter.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So be prepared, brother. Anyway, okay, so the website.
Well, if I look like anything like you at 50, I'll be happy.
Thank you. That's very, very nice of you. The website is trueiron.com.
Trueiron.com, that's
correct. Yeah, the two products are really well designed to be stacked together because they complement each other. One is called Revival 411, is that right?
Yes. That's the intra post workout, and the pre workout is Imminence.
And you can save 20% off by using the coupon code SHR20. Give it a try. You know, Elisa is very, very particular, and I mean this, more particular than people who are particular. And she loves this product, and she used it this morning when we went to the gym.
Yes, I did.
She just held
her
half-empty water bottle. Her empty water bottle.
It was in here this morning.
There you go. Yeah, very good product. Congratulations, Walter.
Yes,
thank you, Carl. Thank you.
And thank you for being a sponsor on Superhuman Radio.
It's an honor, Carl. I've been a faithful listener for the last 4 years, and I will keep on listening.
Thank you, Walter. Have a great weekend, brother.
You too. Bye-bye, Elisa and Carl.
Bye. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots of good stories to talk about here on Casual Friday.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding GetDSM.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I love oysters.
You know, I've never developed a taste for oysters.
I've always loved raw oysters. Growing up in New York, raw clams and raw oysters were always eaten at festive times.
Did you ever get sick from eating raw oysters?
Thank God. And you know, my father used to tell me, you have to smell a clam or smell an oyster first before you eat it. That a bad oyster or a bad clam will reveal itself on smell as soon as you smell it.
And he told you that about eggs as well, didn't he?
Yeah. Because my father almost died by doing something that he, in his own words, was very foolish. He was getting ready for work one morning and he was making eggs. And as he cracked one of the eggs, the smell of sulfur hit him in the face. And he immediately threw the egg into the sink, but a couple droplets of it fell into the frying pan. So instead of emptying the frying pan out and starting from scratch, he thought to himself, oh, none got in there. And he got salmonella. He got very, very sick. He was like
just
laid up for a week.
From a couple drops.
Yeah, just from a couple drops, yeah.
So evidently there's an infection called Vibrio, V-I-B-R-I-O,
right,
that's linked to raw oysters.
And raw seafood in general, by the way, that, especially seafood that comes from, water pools that don't move much, brackish water, you know, standing water where lots of bacteria can grow.
According to the CDC report from 2006 to 2008, the Vibrio increase was the biggest among the six pathogens tracked by the agency.
Now, Vibrio is akin to cholera, and cholera killed a lot of people back in the day before we figured out how to avoid these types of infections and also treat them with antibiotics.
They said that the pathogen only accounted for 55 hospitalizations and 2 deaths, which they say only. Like, you wouldn't want to be one of those 55 people that were hospitalized.
But wait a minute. Vioxx killed 55,000 people.
Well, and what about the compounding pharmacy in Tennessee?
Right.
Did people die from that?
I don't remember. I think a lot of people got very, very sick.
I know they got sick. Well, okay, so now they talk about one of the pathogens that they're not seeing any progress in is E. coli. And E. coli, the CDC is tracking the E. coli, and their numbers are shocking to me. They found, now this is just being, this is what's reported.
Right.
Think about what's not reported.
Right, right.
19,000, this is from the year of 2013, 19,000 infections, 4,200 hospitalizations, and 80 deaths. Most of the deaths were among young children.
But now you have to understand something. The E. coli that is the one that kills people is 0157H7. This is the dangerous E. coli. And this is the E. coli that is found in the manure of cows that eat corn and grain. It is not found in the manure of cows that eat grass.
That's interesting.
So the whole, and this goes to what I was talking with Ken O'Neill yesterday. This is one of those things where we could eradicate this problem very easily by not feeding cows something that is basically poisonous to them. And we won't find this E. coli in their manure, which that means it won't run off from water and end up on the cabbage that ends up having to be recalled from 16 states that kills people of E. coli. But instead, they'd rather keep doing what they're doing that's causing this E. coli to be present in our environment and just treat the people who get sick.
So the doctor from the director of the Consumer Safety Group at Consumer Reports says that one reason is that the U.S. hasn't made enough progress on standards for meat or on the use of antibiotics that can affect the pathogen resistance.
Yeah. And that's the other problem. You're right. The subclinical doses of antibiotics are creating an evolutionary paradigm, and these bacteria are getting stronger. Because when you have such low levels of antibiotics, they act more as hormetins, and they teach the E. coli to be stronger as opposed to vanquishing it and killing it. So, yeah, you got two problems. But the problem can go away completely if they would just let cows eat grass. That would solve the problem.
And then also just get buying from your family farmer, and you don't have to worry about the mass.
Right. Manure.
Yes.
That they have to, you know, another waste product that's as toxic is pig manure.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you have these farms that have 40,000 pigs, and what do they do with that manure? They pile it into troughs, and they lug it away, and it poisons the ground and gets into the groundwater.
So what do you do if you want to order oysters?
Well, I wouldn't know the answer to that question. My first guess is to find oysters that are not farmed, because I have to believe that they farm a lot of these oysters. They're very easy to farm. I would have to believe so that wild oysters found in oceans and seabeds where it's not a stagnant pool of muck, you're probably better off with.
So you just have to ask when you order them.
I mean, when I was a kid, we used to go clamming in Jones Beach. My father would take us, and we would when the wave would run up on the seashore and run away, you'd see a hole with bubbles. And then you would dig down with your foot, and we actually had a clam rake. It was a little rake. And we would rake the sand away, and you'd find the clam there. So that was fresh. It was taken right out of the seashore, and it was being washed every single day by the ocean water. But I have to believe that the problem, I'm willing to bet, I know I've not done any research into this, and I know Dawn Blanken is probably listening to the show, because we have something that she did for the show that we'll talk about a little bit later. But I have to believe that oysters and clams are farm-raised nowadays. And no one is putting it together, but the problem is the farm-raised oysters and clams because this is stagnant water pools that they're sitting in, big tubs of water.
So I signed up for to get current recall and alerts on my email.
Uh-huh.
And they sent this list out. It's just so long. I mean, it's just like, just goes on and on and on forever.
I know. I'm looking at it. It's like, where do you start?
Yeah. And it's shocking to me that the FDA, on a lot of these, they say that they didn't have the full benefit of inspection. But the FDA is
reaching farther and farther.
Farther and farther. Exactly. Like now they're going to control e-cigarettes. Yeah. They just passed that law.
It baffles me. It's like, I don't understand how the government, how politicians, I know they're not witless because in order to become a politician, you got to be pretty intelligent, right? So they have to be corrupt. How can they stand by and afford the FDA opportunities to provide oversight to more and more industries when in the same breath, the FDA constantly whines and complains that they don't have the manpower or the brain power to do the job they have now? I mean, it would be like, if you had an employee who constantly never, ever got their job done, and instead of firing them...
You gave them more to do.
Yeah, you said, you know, now I'm going to make you a vice president of the company, too. Because you can't do this job, so let's give you more jobs to do. It's bizarre. It's bizarre. And probably because the average American doesn't understand this. When they see the FDA... on C-SPAN saying, well, we can't be held accountable for this because we don't have the manpower to police this. And then they read in the newspaper, the FDA will now provide oversight to the e-cigarette industry. They don't go, oh, wait a minute. That's the same FDA that said they can't do their job.
They don't have enough time.
Well, they don't even think about it.
I'm looking through this list. Kansas firm recalls chicken, ham, and beef products due to potential listeria. Wisconsin firm recalls ready-to-eat chicken and ham products due to potential listeria.
Yeah.
Minnesota firm recalls ground beef products due to possible E. coli. It's frightening.
Yeah, that's why you should be doing business with a farm, a family farm, or a farm like Beyond Organic, where they have more of a boutique approach. They have more control on what they're doing. The animals are treated humanely. They live normal lives
mm-hmm.
until they're sacrificed and slaughtered. You know, it's all a product of the food chain. Now.
You have to know where your food is coming from.
And I know people are thinking, oh, not this audience, but the average person who tunes into this show for the first time, if they hear this message, they're going to go, I'm not listening to the show because this is too much. I have a hard enough time just doing what I'm doing every day. Now I have to know where my food is coming from. Well, no, you don't have to, but you will get a disease or die younger than you need to. And if you don't do this work now, you'll just spend more time in a doctor's office at the end of your life.
Or do it for your children.
You know, it's just, I don't know. It's not important to people. What else? Didn't you get an email from the...
Well, so I've been bombarded with emails because I signed up with the CDC and the FDA. So I've got, I mean, there were like 15 of them in my inbox today.
Right.
I got one from the FDA because this is, April is Autism Awareness Month.
Right.
And so this one is, beware of false or misleading claims for treating autism.
Right.
And so they talk about autism and some of the false claims that they're cracking down on. Chelation therapy, oxygen therapy, detoxifying clay baths, a cocoa kefir product, probiotic products.
Probiotic products work, and there's plenty of research out of the UK that a particular type of probiotic called L. plantarum that children who have autism, not just on the spectrum, but have autism, respond very well to probiotics because they have stomach problems that makes them, gives them terrible bouts of indigestion and cramping and so on. And so even if it doesn't reverse the autism, it eliminates unnecessary discomfort that exacerbates their condition because they don't deal well with discomfort. So, you know, it's, but give them a drug. That'll work fine.
Exactly. It says that they're not proven safe and effective for this advertised use. Well, what about all the drugs out there?
Oh, but that's the point. So what the FDA is really saying is, you want to sell kefir to autistic families and children, then pay the $1 million to have us approve it. Give us a study that shows something, and that's what they're saying. Then you can get it. Once you get it approved by the FDA, then you can say anything you want. It's the old pay to play routine. That's what this is.
I just want to mention this while we're talking about the drugs. I was flipping through the newspaper the other day, and they have this section that's called The Best. And they always have products in there that are supposedly the best.
Right.
So this particular day, they had Pill Pouch Keeps Track of Meds.
Mm-hmm.
So this is supposed to be a best product. And what it is, it lays out flat, and it's got an area where you can write down your medication, what the uses are, and what your dosages are, and keep your medications in the pouches. And this person who wrote this said that it's easy for you to keep track of all of your medications to take to your doctor's offices with you.
And he admitted, he said, I have to admit I take more meds than I want to.
Yes. And he says, but one must follow doctor's orders.
Yeah, like a lemming. One must follow your doctor's orders. Where else in life do you do? One must follow your mechanic's orders. If he says you have to change the engine, you got to do it. One must follow the butcher's orders. If he wants to sell you a half pound of meat and charge you a full pound for it, you've got to do it. Don't question your doctor.
Well, what about that doctor that was on CBS this morning talking about statins?
Oh, well, once you're 40, you really need to consider getting on statins, he's telling you.
I could not believe he said that.
That they're good for you. They work. And this is a pushback, because more research has just come out to show that statins may lead to obesity. There's research that shows that statins could be causing dementia. We've had all this negative.
Type 2 diabetes.
So when I see a guy like him, I think shill, 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 shill. Okay? Well, you know, statins are wonderful drugs, he goes.
Everybody should be on them.
Everybody should. But once you hit 40, you got to consider getting on them, because they are really fantastic. Because diet and exercise doesn't always work. And when you use diet and exercise in combination with it's like, has anyone seen the Hawaii study that shows that people with the highest cholesterol in their 70s, 80s, and 90s live the longest? Why aren't those people factored in? And as Ken O'Neill points out, lifelong athletes should be part of the control group, because there's a book out called Bending the Aging Curve. I want to have the author on. He shows that lifelong athletes, we don't fall into any of these categories. We end up being healthier throughout our entire life.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this doctor is definitely a shill.
Well, and when I went to the doctor, they were shocked that I don't take any medications.
Yeah, of course.
It wasn't Matt Andrey's office. It was a different office.
Yeah, the one that you switched from and went to Matt Andrey.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you must take medication. In fact, she even said, wait a minute, man, when you were leaving, you didn't write down your medications. You said, I told you I don't take any. And she looked at you like you were lying.
Mm-hmm. But then he wanted to debate that taking glucosamine was good for me or not.
Yeah, whether the doctor it's not. Yeah, I had an orthopedic surgeon tell me the same thing. Don't take glucosamine. He wanted to give me some COX-2 inhibitor. He says, well, this is approved by the FDA. Glucosamine isn't.
That's when I decided time to find a new doc.
Yeah. You know, I want to talk about this pill patch just for a second.
Okay.
So if anybody has an aging or elderly parent, you know what I'm about to say is true. Your parents can't follow this pill pouch thing. They're not going to put the pills in the pouch. They're not going to take the time to fill it out. And they're not going to remember from day to day whether they even took their pills. This is a sad, sad situation. This pill pouch is for the 40-year-old whose brain is still functioning. That pill pouch is a waste of time. There are companies out there preparing for the boon of medication distribution. They have electronic devices that if your mom or dad doesn't go and it dispenses their pills when they need it, it calls them over and it says, take your medicine now. And if they don't take the medicine out of the cup, they get a phone call. It's hooked up to the internet. They get a phone call from a center saying, you didn't take your medicine, blah, blah, and reminds them. Because when they get to that age, they don't remember what to take if they took it. They're not going to fill out a pouch like that. This is nonsense. This is nonsense.
I wonder if you could use it with your supplements when you travel.
That might
put your supplements in it.
Yeah, that might be a good
use. That's what I'm thinking. Maybe you can put your supplements in and use it as a travel bag.
Yeah. And take your supplements because your doctor said so. All right. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more good stories. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
So these people, they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, your cholesterol's kind of high, and you fall into this group here, and under the new guidelines, we need to prescribe you a statin drug. And the person doesn't go, I don't want a statin drug. They don't even go, let me look into it, doc, before you write that prescription. They don't say anything. They go, oh, okay, and they take it.
Carl gives advice about how to talk to your doctor.
In what other area of your life do you take what someone else says that's selling you a service of gospel truth? You pull into the mechanic, and you know all you need is your tire change. And the mechanic says, but you also need a complete engine overhaul. And you go, all right, what's it going to cost? $3,000. Okay, I guess you got to do it. No, you go, I don't need an engine overhaul. Just change my tire so I can get out of here. But no one talks to their doctors like that.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy, but as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green fed dairy banner ad today.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance, benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP-certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. I got to give a shout out to a listener and a former guest, blogger Con Santuri Davison. He's taking a leap, and he is started his own clothing line called Be Immortal.
That's a good name.
Yeah, it is. And if you go to my blog today, it says support a listener's new clothing line. He's got a Kickstarter up there that people can donate money and actually get clothing as the rewards for donating the money. So check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com. Look at my blog for the link. And let's help support a listener and his dream to become immortal. You know, he's a photographer, and I once said to him in a post when he was talking about this, you know, photography makes you immortal when you think about it. People will always know who you are if your picture is somewhere that they can see it. So
that's interesting.
I think it's really cool. Yeah.
I just wanted to mention palm oil.
I have to get some of that because my hands have been squeaking. And I've heard that if I oil my palms, I guess you have to use palm oil to oil your palms, right? Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha. Evidently, a couple things. The orangutan population is being destroyed from the
harvesting
of palm oil in the rainforest. Oh. And one of the biggest offenders is PepsiCo.
Really?
Yes. So Mars, Kellogg, and General Mills have recently responded by strengthening their commitment about sourcing the palm oil so that it's more friendly to the rainforest and the orangutans.
Well, first of all, can't they grow these palm? Isn't it from palm fruit trees, or is it palm trees that they get palm oil?
But what I don't understand is they've been burning the trees in the rainforest.
I don't understand how they do it. But my question was, can't they just plant and farm these trees somewhere else instead of the rainforest? Is that the only place we can find palm oil, really?
I think so, yes. And so guess who has palm oil in their product?
Who?
The Girl Scouts. They use palm oil in
those
their
little witches. No. You know what's really funny? We were at the store a couple weeks ago, and the Girl Scout cookie brigade was out in full force. And as we walked in, I think it was Target or something like that.
It was Kroger.
Was it? And these little girls said, "Oh, you want to buy Girl Scout cookies?" And I said to Lisa, "I'm going to tell them that Girl Scout cookies cause diabetes." She said, "No, don't do that."
And we just said, "No, we don't eat cookies," yeah. and walked on. Yeah. But anyway, so two young Girl Scouts are going to try and get the Girl Scout head to take palm oil out of their cookies, which they haven't committed to it yet, but let's see. Yeah. And here's a photo of the two young girls from April of 2007. So it doesn't look like they've made much progress, unfortunately.
Yeah, it looks like only 12 retweets of their article, Rainforest Action Network. That's kind of sad. Only 5 Google Plus ones and no Facebook shares at all.
Well, so when you look at the ingredient list of your products, try to stay away from palm oil.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Do you want to do listener comments, questions, and all that sort of good stuff?
That's fine.
All right. The first one I have to read, I just got, thanks to the Supium Radio Network app. And it comes from a longtime listener, Michelle Hebert. And I actually knew this about Michelle and thought of her when I said this, quite frankly. But she says, "Hey, I just listened to show number 1396. I believe you joked about becoming a mail carrier. I had to laugh because I am a mail carrier and have been going on 19 and a half years. I average 15,000 to 18,000 steps a day, according to my Fitbit. Anyway, just thought it was funny and wanted to mention it." And I actually thought of her when I said it because I know she's a mail carrier. Because I remember she commented on the whole insurance thing with the mail carriers a while ago when we were talking about that on the show. But what I said was, you know how dangerous jobs, you know, people say, well, with dangerous jobs, they pay better. So, you know, dangerous jobs that put you at risk of death, for instance, right? Firefighters should get paid more, so on. And then there's the really good jobs, the cushy jobs, where you seem to do better health-wise and so on. Well, the dangerous jobs of the future are going to be jobs where you sit at your desk all day long. And the jobs that are going to be in demand are going to be like landscaper and mail carrier, I said, because those people are never going to get diseases because of their activity levels. So those are going to be the jobs that everybody wants 100 years from now when they realize, oh, if I sit at my desk, I'm going to live a shorter life. This job sucks. And so I said, I think I'm going to become a mail carrier. So that's what she was laughing about. So I thank you very much for commenting about that. Do you have one you want to read?
There was just one from John Bennett. He said, Carl, by the way, I thought your idea of melatonin toothpaste is a great one.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think more people should consider this. I don't know who. Maybe we'll have to come out with our own form. I don't know. But, yeah, I think that would be a really good one. This one comes from William Earp II. He actually asked this in reference to, during a recent Blueprint Power Hour in which you discussed initiating thyroid hormone supplementation, you mentioned an intolerance to caffeine. Could you clarify what you meant by intolerance? Do you mean hypersensitivity? What type of symptoms are you referring to? I'm highly sensitive to caffeine and was wondering if this could be a problem for me. Yes, hypersensitivity. Small doses of caffeine would really wire me out, make my heart race and everything. And once I started using thyroid hormone, it didn't do that immediately. Like, I could drink coffee and it didn't make me feel like my heart was going to jump out of my chest.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yes, the answer to that is yes. Do you have one?
No, you didn't give me any.
Well, and that's right. You've been very, very bad. You want here? You want to read one?
No, go ahead.
Okay. This one actually comes in reference to the comment about asparagus growing along the train track. She goes, hi, I've recently been listening to your show a few months on and off, and what a packed show you have. Your enthusiasm and honesty and brilliant questions of your guests, your respect for women and other humans, Elisa, who is lovely in all ways, parenthetically, all and more. It's delightful to listen in while walking or hiking. So much to learn and enjoy. By the way, is this the asparagus y'all were discussing recently? I can recall what you're talking about. And when you click the link, it takes you to what's called Japanese knotweed, right?
Yes.
Is that it?
It is Japanese knotweed, yes. She showed the picture of it. And in this link that I'm looking at, this person has a picture of it, and it looks just like asparagus. So I'm assuming they're one of the same.
So that was from Sharon. Is it not asparagus, or is Japanese knotweed in the same family as asparagus?
It says Japanese knotweed shoots are coming up now in the Northeast. This aggressive non-native plant is often called bamboo in rural Maine. Though it's not related to bamboo, which are woody grasses, the shoots of this plant are gathered early in the year while they are crisp and the leaves are still tightly folded against the stem. Just bend the stem and let it tell you where to break the shoot off, like asparagus and other shoot vegetables. So it looks very similar. Maybe it's in the same family.
Yeah, that might be it. Maybe it's not really asparagus, but apparently people are eating it like asparagus.
It looks just like it, so.
Yeah. I'm gonna save this for a little bit later because this is really a long one. Dawn Blanken, who listens to the show and is brilliant in her own right, does research for a variety of different things, and she's always supplied us with information. And she has done a lot of research about the Affordable Care Act in my question that was raised by Guyver 11, I believe it was. That I keep referencing and saying that the government is making money on the Affordable Care Act. And so we're going to read that one in a second. But here's another one here. Okay. Let's see. Read that one already. This one comes from Cliff Wicks. He says, hey, Carl, I just have to tell you I discovered your show about 6 months ago and haven't missed an episode since. The knowledge and passion you bring to the show, as well as your interview skills and dedication to the listener, is second to none. And is evident every day. Your hard work is appreciated. You spoke briefly on Tuesday, I believe, about cold thermogenesis and how it getting a lot of attention lately. I was wondering if you wouldn't mind expanding on the subject in an upcoming episode. I have not been using cold thermogenesis as a therapy, but recovery after a workout is much better. Oh, I skipped the line. But I did start taking ice cold showers 4 times a week after workouts and sitting in the sauna, which is what I do. I've noticed that recovery after workouts is much better. Very little, if any, muscle soreness. I also have much more tolerance of the cold weather, so much so that I can use the heat in my car. I can't use the heat in my car anymore or sleep with a comforter nor wear a jacket unless it's in the low 30s. I can only stay in the sauna. I can also stay in the sauna now for 30 minutes without any discomfort, probably longer, by making a point to get out after 30 minutes. I used to have to get out after 15 minutes because I would start to get lightheaded. I know exactly what you're talking about. Any knowledge and opinions you have, positive, negative, and so on. So here's the deal, Cliff. What you're doing is not cold thermogenesis. A doctor named Jack Cruz started to promote this notion that if you would sit in an ice bath, I don't remember how long or how frequently, that the fat cells in your body would convert to what's known as brown adipose tissue. Brown adipose tissue has been shown to be a type of fat cell that actually uses energy to create warmth, if you will. So the theory is that brown adipose tissue can burn calories and help you get leaner. So if you can convert your fat to brown adipose tissue, according to Cruz, you will get lean without having to do anything else. And so he has people all over the country listening to him sitting in ice baths. So Adele Moussa and I have talked about this. We've actually laughed about it. And I think that Adele will agree with me that the whole theory falls apart when you look at the Inuit or the Eskimos. And if you want to even apply more scientific information to it, look at this research that we just talked about on a recent show a month or two ago that looks at the influence of latitude and longitude, geography, to the microbiome, and hence to obesity. What we know is that humans adapt very quickly to their environment. And as such, when you are in a very cold environment, the body increases fat storage to help insulate. So you don't have to work as hard to keep core body temperatures elevated. And one only need look at the Inuit and the Eskimo who've spent hundreds and hundreds of years in ice cold. Why aren't they ripped to shreds if Cruz is correct? Why aren't they just loaded with brown adipose tissue and just ripped? They should all look like bodybuilders and figure competitors. But they don't. They carry a lot of body fat. And so that's what cold thermogenesis is. Now, what you're doing is different. What you're doing is could be called contrast therapy, which my friend Anthony Roberts wrote about many years ago in his blog, using ice baths and hot baths back and forth. Athletes will do this. It does a few things. As you point out, it does alleviate soreness and head off delayed onset muscle soreness. It helps you recover faster. There is some evidence that it can actually increase the effectiveness of antioxidants in the body. But I do it for another reason, because taking the body, and I sit in a 200 to 220 degree sauna for 15 to 20 minutes and then jump immediately into an ice cold shower. And Elisa can attest to this. It's so cold that my eyes get bloodshot. It's called scleral injection from the blood flow. Right?
They were so bloodshot when you left the gym this morning.
Yeah, then it goes away. But that's called scleral injection. But what happens is it opens up blood pathways that don't normally get opened up to help the body control the body temperature as it's going from one extreme to the other. And I also believe it's hormetic. We know that the heat is good for the body, and then immediately chilling the body down causes the body to become more robust and stronger. And it does affect recovery, no doubt about it. But as you point out, it makes your tolerance to both hot and cold better by taking your body into these two zones. But it's not cold thermogenesis. I would categorize it more so as contrast therapy. And it's very, very effective. And I think you should keep doing it. Do I want to take a break and then read Dawn Blanken's discovery about what's going on with the American Affordable Care Act? Because I'm going to have to summarize a lot of it.
That's fine.
So let's do this. Let's just take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will cover the Affordable Care Act. Stay tuned.
Human Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ASEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ASEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ASEA banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937. Or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. In all honesty, I should have had Dawn Blanken on the show. And I may have to have her on the show. Because the work that she did, the investigative reporting that she did, is really fantastic. So, Guyver 11 said, I was wrong, that the government is not making money on the Affordable Care Act. He said, no one is paying the government. We pay insurance agencies. Obamacare, Affordable Care Act is only a website. And so I asked Dawn Blanken, please look at this and prove me wrong. She said, as with all things political, there is no short answer, but here is a brief summary. And this is a brief summary, but with all the support information she's delivered, I think it's 9 pages long, okay? I'm not going to read the whole thing, and that's why I'm going to try to summarize it, and I will ask her to come on the show and speak to this. So anyway, the White House lobbied for the Affordable Care Act by taking the position that the Affordable Care Act created new fees and taxes on insurers, the insured, and the healthcare industry. And that would create not only revenue to pay for the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, but create a surplus, which could be used to fund related programs or result in a deficit reduction. Implementation, in this case, means the federal government paying insurers part of the cost of health insurance premiums offered through the exchange in order to both minimize and stabilize premium prices. Additionally, this new revenue would also be used to pay for the expansion of Medicaid in order to get uninsured low-income people access to health care, which would prevent adverse health outcomes associated with long-term unemployment and working and the working poor, and thereby reduce government outlays and reduce losses to health care providers, which increases the cost for everyone else. Since there is not much data at this stage of the Affordable Care Act, no one is certain exactly how much revenue will be generated, nor how much will be spent. The latest report from the Office of Management and Budgets estimates that new revenue will fund the majority of Medicaid expansions, but not all, and no surplus. The OMB and the Government Accounting Office, the GAO, have written about partial offset projections over the first phase of the ACA, which is 2014 through 2016, but again, no projected surplus. Offsets are the money collected through fees and taxes and potentially from payments made by insurers intended to partially fund the ACA. Most fees and taxes, parenthetically offsets, expected from insurers will not be realized until they receive their subsidies as provided for under this phase. So if I'm understanding this so far, while there was supposed to be money generated for the government through the Affordable Care Act that would be used for other programs related to and the expansion of Medicaid, it hasn't come to fruition yet. There's a lot here, and I apologize to Dawn because it's so well written and so thorough, like so many things. You can't just go, yes, it's true, or no, it's false. Let me go back to a page here. So she has revenue. Some of the sources of new revenue are from a Medicare payroll tax of 0.9% to those earning incomes over $200,000 single or $250,000 married beginning 2013, a new tax on net investment incomes. And then she gives all these lists of different revenues and taxes and fees that should be experienced as a result of the Affordable Care Act. And in here, she says, in her view, that, you know, the government isn't really benefiting. And again, I'm paraphrasing, and I apologize, Dawn. If I'm putting words in your mouth, you can take me to task, and I'd love to have you on the show to talk about this. But what I do see here is that I'm not completely wrong, but I'm also not completely right. It seems that the government intended to get money from the Affordable Care Act to fund the expansion of Medicaid, and any surplus would be used for other programs. But it just hasn't happened yet. And it's too new. The program is too new. We don't have enough people enrolled for them to see the benefits of these potential revenue offsets, if you will. Maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, I really want to have Dawn on the show. Dawn is brilliant. She sends us great stuff all the time.
Yes, she does.
And I mean, and she, you know, and what she put together here, I'm doing her a great disservice by trying to summarize it because it's very, very complex. So I am going to ask Dawn to come on, and we will have a final answer for Guyver 11 if, in fact, the government stands to make money. Now, that money, when I say the government stands to make money, I'm not saying they're putting it in their pockets, but there's going to be more money than just to manage the website and put insurers and insureds together. And that skim, if you will, the government will use for other things like Medicaid expansion and so on, and not just for the Affordable Care Act or for the management of putting people together with insurers. What she does point out here is, which is really interesting to me, while the insurance companies were all up in arms about the Affordable Care Act, right? They have benefited the most with profits. Aetna, all these companies, they're showing great profits from the... So don't forget, the insurance companies all screamed, the Affordable Care Act's going to put us out of business. The Affordable Care Act's going to put us out of business. We can't do this. We can't do this. Well, guess what? It's made them richer. The Affordable Care Act has made them richer. Their profits are soaring. So quite the opposite has happened than what the insurance company said, which leads me to believe that the insurance companies screamed and cried on purpose so that they could negotiate what they wanted, and then this would not just be a break even for them. This actually made them more profitable. And that's really something right there. It just goes to show you that it was a negotiating tactic on their behalf to say, oh, this is going to destroy us if we do this. And that's what swayed a lot of people to not want the Affordable Care Act, if you remember. Everybody's saying, well, no, it's not. It's never going to be. We can't fund it. It's not going to work. The insurance companies are going to collapse under the weight of it. We can't do this to the private sector. Well, it looks like the private sector has benefited greatly from the Affordable Care Act. Very, very interesting. But I do want to ask Dawn to come on and put it in her own words. And if she'll do that, I would really like that. I think that's it, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Another show completed. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio. We have great shows planned for next week, and we will see you then.
Bye.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto has shortened more lives than any other sinister regime in our history.
The war against GMOs wages on.
And someone posted on my Facebook and said, you can't be serious about that. You're comparing them to the Nazi regime? And I said, I compare them to any regime because, number one, they're not done yet. And number two, we don't even know. There's no way to do a head count of the number of lives that have been shortened because of the things that Monsanto has promoted in this country and abroad.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Taking vitamin D.